Nolte, Gas Lines Return as Woke Deep State Fails to Stop Cyber Attack. By John Nolte on May 11, 2021. Welcome to Jimmy Carter 2.0, to an America saddled with a failed president and a failed deep state whose minions worry about everything except what actually matters. The goddamned FBI and the goddamned CIA have one goddamned job, and that's to protect our way of life. Period. And the fastest way to unravel our way of life, the most effective, deadly, and destructive way, is to interrupt the free flow of oil. Therefore, outside of physical threats to American persons and property, the FBI and the CIA should be focused almost exclusively on ensuring the energy that keeps our way of life alive is not interrupted. Well, once again, these feckless deep staters have failed. Instead of being focused on stopping a very successful cyber attack on a crucial oil pipeline, these useless idiots have been focused on using the correct pronouns. The buzzword is intersectionality. Here's what the woke-tard CIA has been focused on these days. And on top of orchestration a coup against former President Trump, it looks as though the FBI has been focused on the same. The very last thing the institutions charged protecting our way of life should be worried about is any of this racist and divisive social justice garbage. It not only wastes their limited resources on nonsense, it skews institutional priorities to where damaging the American way of life sounds like a good thing. Like cosmic justice. Like a way to teach your evil country a lesson, a way to right wrongs. Other than oxygen and sunlight, oil is the most important natural resource in the world. Without it, we have nothing. No light, no food, no working hospitals, no heat, no air conditioning, and no way to make a living. And when the price of oil and gas increases, it affects the price of everything else. Because oil is necessary to manufacture and transport everything. And who do you think these price spikes hurt most? It sure isn't the wealthy, like Hunter Biden. No, it's the working poor who are brutalized, because it's the working poor who feel the ravages of inflation the most. But now that the damage is done, now that the cyber attack has succeeded, the question becomes what is fraudulency Joe Biden and the woke-tard CIA and FBI plan to do about it? This attack is without question only one of two things. If it from a foreign government, it is an act of war. If it came from an individual or a group not affiliated with a government, it is an act of terrorism. There must be consequences, but with Biden, the CIA and FBI so focused on using the correct pronouns and hunting down anyone photographed in D.C. on January 6, I have zero faith anything will be done to discourage further attacks. I also believe the ongoing fecklessness from Biden, the CIA, and the FBI invited this attack. These things didn't happen under Trump, because the world knew Trump was not screwing around or worried about pronouns. He was dedicated to protecting our way of life and ensuring America was energy independent. But then along comes Slow Joe, and what we get is the kind of weakness and appeasement that openly encourages this kind of aggression. And as will always be the case, it is our country's most vulnerable who suffer the brunt of it.